This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Well, they cast Brian Koberger before the families were even asked if the story was theirs to give. Let's not pretend we're shocked by any of this. Actor Miles Murray is officially announced as the lead in Lifetime's upcoming dramatization of the Idaho student murders, the film, part of their long-running Ripped from the Headlines franchise. It's already in pre-production. I'm kind of surprised they didn't release this sooner. A lot of people are, I don't know, feigning shock that it's, oh, how could they do this so soon? I mean, there's cases where literally the case is still going on, like the trial is still actively in court, and they got the movie out. Why? Because it's Lifetime. That's your answer. There's nothing more beyond it. It's Lifetime. They're there to make money, and they don't have to ask anyone's permission. Don't like it? Well, then I guess there's work with the legislature that one would have to do to prevent these sort of things from happening. But look, this is how it works. Right, wrong, whatever you want to say. You may even like these ripped from the headline movies. Obviously, enough people do because they keep making them. So let's talk about what's going on here. Casting confirmed, production team set. Air date likely, you know, penciled in somewhere. The family's not part of it, not contacted, not consulted. Again, I'm not saying this is a good thing. I'm just saying let's deal with reality on reality's terms and not pretend we're shocked or offended that this is what's happening with Lifetime. Let's not pretend this movie is an unexpected movie. It's not. This is exactly what Lifetime does. This is their lane. You take a high-profile case, you put it into a script, flatten the complexities into a clean act break, and you get it on screen before anyone's even processed what's completely happened yet. It's their formula, and it works. They've done it before. They'll do it again. What makes this one feel different isn't the fact that they're doing it. It's what they have to work with. So let's talk about that, because that's the key part of this. That's what strikes me as, oh, this will be interesting. I'm not shocked they're going to figure out a way to do it. It's just when you don't have all of the details and no one really does, how are you going to piece it together? That's for them to figure out. This case obviously did not go to trial. Koberger never testified. He pled guilty. In July of 2025, he received 4 consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole. He said nothing at sentencing. There's no public motive, no courtroom transcript, no official theory presented to the public, no real narrative laid out under oath. There is silence. Wouldn't that be interesting? Just a mini-series where it's just silence. It's just a security camera on the actor playing Koberger in a cell being flooded for 4 consecutive hours. I'd watch that. When there's silence in a true crime dramatization and they don't fill in the facts, well, the dramatization writes them. And that's the problem. They'll have to invent everything that makes the movie watchable. A backstory, a motive, a dynamic between the victims, emotional arcs, flashbacks, tension, regret, intensity, justification, all the beats that make the movie work. But those beats won't be based on anything from the people who experience them, anything real, if you will, because they can't be. They'll have to imagine scenes between Kaylee and Maddie, Zanna and Ethan, a fictional flash of conflict here, a heartfelt hug there. Koberger staring in a mirror, packing the knife, breathing heavily while surveillance footage plays beneath. All the makings of a Lifetime movie. None of them from court. None of them from testimony. All of it written for tone. And it's not just creative license. It's memory laundering. Because the public, they're not going to research the affidavits. They're going to remember what they saw on the screen and the Lifetime version of it, however well-intentioned, is going to become the version in people's minds, not because it's the truth, but because it aired. And that's where I just say to whoever is making this damn thing, and if you're going and doing your research and you're listening to podcasts and everybody that covered this thing and you're looking for this, okay, great. You got a job to do. I totally understand that. But keep in mind the power that you wield with this movie. It's not, well, it's a dramatization. Everybody should expect that. Guess what? The public, for the most part, not super bright. You feed them something and tell them this is the narrative, no matter how many disclaimers you have on it, they're going to go, oh, that must be what happened. So I'm just saying, proceed with caution. The story is horrific enough without adding anything else to it. That's what happens when silence gets filled with storytelling. You can do this responsibly. It can be done. I'm not saying it won't be. I'm just saying, proceed with caution. Let's look back, because this isn't Lifetime's first walk through this territory, and it sure won't be their last. So maybe proceed with caution, and how about this? Do better. Do better than your track record. In 2011, they made Amanda Knox murder on trial in Italy. Knox's team responded with legal threats. She called it an invasion and exploitative. The movie depicted fictional moments, parties, confrontations, even lines about the crime that were never in any police record. Her lawyers demanded Lifetime remove those scenes. They didn't. The movie aired. And people still reference those dramatized scenes today like they're factual. We can't control what people think or what they say. Well, you're kind of actually doing that. You're wielding power. And no one says you can't do that. You have every right to make the movie you want to make. But if you're basing it on real human beings, again, proceed with caution. This is different than a lot of the other ones you've done. With Chris Watts, Confessions of a Killer, Shannon Watts' family publicly denounced the production. They said it distorted her personality, created scenes that didn't happen, and misrepresented who she was, all without their input. The Gabby Petito story was greenlit and shot less than a year after her murder. The Petito family issued a statement. They were not involved, not consulted. The film aired anyway. Viewers called it disgusting, too soon, and exploitative. One headline put it bluntly, Lifetime made a movie about Gabby Petito without her family's permission. And you don't have to get permission. There is no law. So someone may say, well, yes, you should. No, well, should and have to are two different things. And when people are out to make money, and again, I'm not sticking up for this. I'm simply explaining reality. Because people like to get caught up in the minutia of what should be, could be, hood, you know, all that. We're not dealing in a world of should be. Maybe it'd be nice. Maybe, yeah, of course, it'd be lovely. That's not where we are. So let's not waste time arguing those points. That's my point. Don't waste time on things you can't change. And if you want to change it, then go change it. Work on changing it. Don't just bitch about it. Then came the Murdaugh murders, the movie. That one triggered the direct fact check from the journalists who'd covered the case from the beginning. The company that made it published a piece titled 12 Facts Lifetime Got Wrong. I'm sorry, Luna Shark Media published a piece titled 12 Facts Lifetime Got Wrong, pointing out major errors like putting mountains in a scene set in the South Carolina Lowcountry. Considering years of real events, fake confrontations, and botching entire relationships between characters for the sake of drama. It's low-hanging fruit. These are low-budget movies. They are pumped out in a fashion that is reminiscent of fast food. If you're looking for the Ruth Chris of the movies, the fine dining, the nicer restaurant, these are not it. These are the grifter of the movies, if you will. They're there to make money. And again, if you don't like this idea, complain all you'd like, but if you'd like something changed, that's where legislation should take place. That's why people have enacted laws on things that they view are wrong and offensive and horrible and shouldn't be done in a certain way. It can be done. But just being shocked again and again that Lifetime's doing this. Oh my God, I can't. Yeah. And the sky is blue. They have their formula. It works for them. And for some viewers, that's enough. They wouldn't keep doing it if you didn't keep watching. How about that? I don't watch it. Great. But with the Koberger case, something does feel different here. Not because it's recent, not because it's brutal, but because there's no real narrative to dramatize. There's no testimony. There's no motive. There's only a void. And now a screenplay to fill it. Olivia Gonzalez, Kaylee's sister, said this when the news broke. It's really angering. My sisters aren't a headline. They're not a Lifetime movie. Look, Olivia, I agree with her 100%. And as well-spoken as she was in the Koberger trial, if you're looking for someone to be a hero for this cause, if you truly want these sort of things to change or not allow this to happen the way it does, she'd be a lovely one to speak about it, would she not? She can tear some shit up. Like Brian Koberger in court. She said the family wasn't given notice. No one reached out. They found out the same way the public did, from a news story announcing the cast. And that cast now includes someone pretending to be the man who murdered their daughter. Not even a trial had a chance to shape the story, but now a network will. We knew it would happen. They'll give Koberger scenes, lines, internal monologues, maybe even a redemptive moment. Let's hope not. Some breathy, imagined emotional breakdown before the murders. Couldn't you see it? He's like in a Jack-in-the-Box parking lot. Should I do this? Should I? Yes, I should. And then like Satan's voice comes through. And then he looks into the out the window and suddenly he's in Amityville in some way, shape, or form and he's looking at the windows. That seems like a Lifetime movie. They somehow are a crossover into the next Lifetime movie they're making and like Bobby Brown comes and knocks on the window. Hey, yo, man, you seen my brothers from New Edition in there? No. Oh, we got a new Lifetime movie coming out next week because it's cross promotion and I put nothing past Lifetime. It's like, this doesn't seem to be part of the story. Why is New Edition knocking on Brian Koberger's window at a Jack in the Box before he performs the murders? I don't think that was in the police report. Well, it's Lifetime. Oh, well, it's Lifetime. Well, then, I guess. All fiction, but fiction that will look and feel real to the average viewer. That's how public memory gets distorted. So should we be mad at Lifetime for any of this? Or should we be mad at ourselves? Should we be mad at society? Should we be mad that we surround ourselves and we're okay? And we don't call out the idiocracy around us and people's extremely low IQ and people's extremely low attention spans and people's extremely absolute horrid ability to problem solve and think beyond directly what is sitting in front of them. That's a people problem. That's not a Lifetime problem. Lifetime is there to make money. Lifetime is there to provide entertainment for the people who want to consume it. And if people are that stupid and they don't look into things any deeper than the actual surface of what Lifetime tells and think it's fact, well, that again is a people problem. Well, Lifetime shouldn't confuse people. People should educate themselves. How about that? How about people take a little agency? It's not hard. I do it every day. You look. We have more ways than ever to be informed on anything and everything we want in ways we never thought imaginable. As a society, we choose not to do it. So who needs to look out for whom? Lifetime for the people or people for themselves? When this version does get broadcast to the millions, the actual families, the ones who never got their day in court, have to live inside someone else's version of their own tragedy. And that's horrible. Not because they approved it, not because they told the story, but because someone else decided it was time. So what are we supposed to do with that? Shame Lifetime? Don't need to act shocked. This is a business they're in. It's scripted, true crime, dramatized trauma. That's not going away. We don't have to let it slide into truth. We can say the story isn't finished. We can say the silence matters. We can say just because you can't write it, just because you can write it, rather, doesn't mean you should. It isn't about permission slips. It's about responsibility. When you turn real people into content, especially people who never got to speak for themselves, you carry the weight of how they'll be remembered. And when you get that wrong, you don't just get bad reviews. You get the facts twisted in a way that actually lasts. This isn't about Lifetime being evil. They're doing what they've always done. But this time, maybe more than ever, they're writing the whole thing because no courtroom ever did. So the next time you see that based on a true story tagline, ask yourself, whose truth? Is it the truth? Is it a truth we even know? And if it was your family, your daughter, your brother, your best friend, would you want your story told by a network that never asked? A lot of questions, a lot of thoughts, lots of ways to break this all down. But all I say, as I do with everything, let's deal with reality on reality's terms. And this is the reality that Lifetime is bringing to the table right now, like it or hate it. Should these things be stopped? Should these things be done? Who gets to say this is right? Who gets to say this is wrong? Why does this opinion matter more than that opinion? I'm just asking the questions. Give me your answers in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and you'll find us. And be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts as well, so you don't miss any of our coverage. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.